crisis, and, you know, so is it even more so given the crowd situation in Seattle?
I think we've came out and executed better to start the games. That's something we're trying to do throughout the whole game.
Are you emphasizing that, more about coming into this game?
It's the same as every week. We want to execute every play we run at a high level. And the more we do that, the more points we'll put up.
How motivated are you by the last two performances in Seattle to kind of have a different outcome this time for yourself versus?
Well, those games really don't matter at this point. We're trying to win this game to get to where we want to be.
You've always said you coach receivers because they get open. That's why you go to them. Is it that way with simply that with Anquan? He was just always getting open and your substitutes were really that way, or is it something else?
No, it's, him and Crab both. They're doing a great job getting open. Quentin's making plays. Vernon's making plays. There's a lot of people getting open on our team.
With Anquan, can you throw it even if he's a little bit covered just because you know he's open down the road?
At times, yes.
Colin, when you're in the huddle before a big play that might decide the game and you're giving the play, are you emotional or is your tone of voice just sort of matter-of-fact like any other play?
Well, you never know what play in the game is going to be the big play, so you really can't change your tone before you know what's going to happen.
And is your tone always – what is your tone like, just soft, matter-of-fact?
Trying to win, whatever tone that is.
What is Harbaugh's like?
Depends how excited he is.
When you're in the huddle in Seattle, how difficult is it to just simply communicate the play call to all 10 other guys?
It depends what you're trying to get done. I think for the most part, we've done a pretty good job communicating while we were up there. We just haven't executed.
Are there times where you have to repeat it several times so that everybody can hear it?
At times.
Even with those previous games in Seattle not predictive of the future, are there certain stadiums where you have a bigger comfort level or certain opponents where either you have their number or they have yours to any degree?
I wouldn't say that. I think the biggest thing is we haven't played well when we went up there, and they do have a good defense, so we have to go up, we have to execute at a high level.
Can you describe what you've learned and kind of how you changed from last year to this year when it comes to the playoffs?
I wouldn't say there's a huge difference. I think for me it's experience and comfort level with the offense and what we're trying to do, how we want to get it done, things of that nature.
What makes Jim Harbaugh a good head coach? What's his best quality as a head coach?
He knows how to motivate people. He knows how to get people to go out and execute for each other every day.
Give an example.
Not off the top of my head.
Colin, two such physical teams will be playing on Sunday, and you and the Seattle Seahawks. How much will this game be one of the line scrimmage?
I think a lot of it will be. I think we both have they have a great front seven, we have a good offensive line, and vice versa. And I think that's where the game will be decided.
Colin, what do you most think you could do almost when you had a chance to go to baseball? The games are so different. But is there emotion in baseball as much as football? And, there's not a daily question.
I wouldn't say it's the same emotion. I think football, there's a lot more going on. It's a lot more emotional sport. There's a lot more invested, in my opinion.
Colin, you've been very successful on the road.
What has Frank done over this season that's most impressed you, and some of the things maybe behind the scenes that we don't see about?
He works. He works at his craft. From before practice doing drills to being in meetings, going over protections, knowing where he wants to hit different holes, and ultimately going out and performing. He's a true professional.
How come you've been so successful on the road? I think if you look at teams and the 49ers in general have been able to do that, but you've been able to maintain that level away from the home stadium. What do you point to for that?
Good teammates, good coaches.
Well, what's the backstory on your new headphone commercial that's out there? Share some of that experience with us?
As far as what?
How that gets started and any parallel there with the fact that it's so loud and scale. Maybe if you had your headphones on somehow, you'd hear what's going on?
No. I wore the headphones for a long time, and they wanted to do a deal, so we did.
What's the biggest?
Just talk about, what can you tell us about just the challenge there? Turn the ball over a couple times and how much is that a point of emphasis this week to protect football, and why has that been challenging them?
We do have to protect football. That's something that we haven't done very well up there. And I think going into this game, we have to make sure we do that so we can come out with a win.
What do they do? Where are they challenging on that makes it difficult?
They have a good defense. So there's times that they make plays. And the more we can eliminate that and make plays on our side of the ball, the better off we'll be.
Colin, how do you tune out all the talk that this team's doing great, but they struggled in Seattle in the last two games you've lost in Seattle?
It's a different game. It's a whole separate entity.
So many people see those three Pro Bowlers in the Seahawks secondary think that's their strength. You cited the front seven. Can you talk a little bit more about the front seven?
They have a great front seven. They're fast. They're physical. They play hard. They know what they want to get done. And that's where a lot of their strength comes from.
What's the bigger challenge in that road environment compared to, say, a Carolina or a Green Bay where you had some success?
I think they're similar to Carolina as far as they're a very physical defense. They're going to come downhill, and they're going to try and make plays.
In terms of the venue, I mean, and the crowd.
It's a little bit louder in Seattle.
Do you guys get sick and tired of 12th man stuff and hearing about it nonstop? Is that ever just in the locker room, you guys say enough with that?
We only have 11 on the field just like them.